palatial Pride 48 studios high atop the universe. It's time for DI Plus to come screaming at you through the interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are. I'm glad you joined us today. DI Plus is brought to you by Buzzy's Essentials, found in your swag bag here in Vegas. A little sample of Buzzy's Essentials soap, handmade all-natural soaps with Dead Sea mud and salt. Our soaps are made in sunny St. Petersburg, Florida. Check them out at buzziesessentials.com. And from the soap-free state of Nevada, I am joined by the one and only Mr. Adam Burns. Hi, Adam. How are you today?
I think that bit's worn out.
Okay, fine.
I'm fine. I'm doing, contrary to popular belief, I'm doing very well.
Wait. What's the popular belief that you're not
Adam
doing well?
Is stressed. I sound, Adam is cranky.
What the fuck
Adam
did you do to my board? I sound tinny as hell. What is this all about?
Well, actually, that's my board because if we take notes.
I had this board set perfectly earlier.
If we take note, my board has 6 microphone inputs. Sure. Your board only has 4 microphones.
I'm going to blame our intern, Mr. Mike 1970. He must have snuck in here and set this differently.
I'm not a board size queen, but I'm beating you. That's all I've got to say.
Okay, fine. I have a very small board, but it's girthy.
Is that why you have that personality, the boisterous, but you're making up for a small board?
I'm covering up for the small board. I have small board syndrome and everything. So we are broadcasting live from the fabulous Luxor Resort and Casino via the Excalibur and some fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada. So, the little secret is we're actually in the Excalibur. What we have to say, we're in the Luxor. Because then it won't match all the stuff that we've been saying for months.
Right. From the fabulous Luxor / Excalibur Hotel. We're doing both. Right. Actually, the only thing that has been a nightmare, they've been really good to us, but the only thing that's been a nightmare is walking back and forth between the Luxor and the Excalibur over and over again.
Right.
And
there's 2 different ways that you can get there. If you're not here in Vegas, there's actually 2 different. You can go the circuitous route, which is the way they want you to go, which is in the overhead walkway through the nice air conditioning, through every retail store on God's green earth. Or right outside of our studio, if you just walk outside, you go across the parking lot, you're at the elevators for your room. So,
but you do that at your own risk because there is a crosswalk out there. There are no lights. There's no nothing. Like it's like I feel like Frogger. Like that old game.
It's
I'm like
there.
I'm like hopping. Back and forth trying to go. I don't know. I'm sure you do on that.
Wait, why,
you're still
why
playing
is the theme song still playing? What the fuck is that all about?
Calcom!
Do I have any kind of video game noise here?
I don't know. Right. But it really is like a that's Pac-Man.
Oh, okay. Right.
I don't feel like Pac-Man. I feel like fucking Frogger. Hello.
I got nothing. I'm working here.
You're dropping the ball.
I'm trying to do everything I
can. We rehearse.
Oh my God.
We rehearse.
Oh Jesus Christ. How did that phone follow us here? That just makes no sense.
I don't even know. Is it a cell phone?
Hello.
Hello, this is David at Blue Jeans Guy, and hopefully I have the number for the celebrity death phone.
You do indeed.
I'm calling in.
Tracked us down.
Hal David, famous Oscar and Grammy winning songwriter, has passed.
Hal.
He's famous for composing such songs as What's It All About, What's New Pussycat, and Do You Know the Way to San Jose.
So,
if I didn't get this to the right number, kindly forward it to the right number, please.
Okay.
Because I know that you're really, really attentive about those kinds of things. Mm-hmm. So, and that's just this Adam I'm talking
about. Wait. Hold on just a second. Let's analyze what he just said. If this is the wrong number, please pass it along, because I know you're anal retentive like this. Like, no, don't yell at the guy that you're trying to get to pass the note along for you.
Can I interrupt David, that Blue Jeans guy, just for a moment?
Sure.
I just want to say, how dare you, R.T. Cruiser. R.T. Cruiser. R.T. Cruiser, as we like to say. Excuse me. The best thing about DI Plus in Vegas is that it's limited to 55 minutes. How dare you?
Boo. All right, let's finish up this thing, because then we're gonna take a flash audience poll as to whether or not this counts or not.
God, I have totally painted myself into a corner. Bye.
Yes, he has. All right, bye. So who was it? I think he said Hal Johnson or some shit like that. Who is it?
Hal Sparks? No, that's the guy from Queer as Folk. Hal Jordan? No.
Yeah, No, that was Hal Sparks. Hal Sparks is dead? Oh, my God. Oh. Do you have the news?
I always... Yeah.
Hal Sparks is dead.
Breaking news.
News at 11. What? I don't know who it was. So whoever it was, let me get to my, I gotta put my, to put my old man glasses on here.
I don't know this, but I have to say, I knew one of those songs, but I really don't know that person.
Right. All right. Let's see. Audience, is yay or nay by either boo or applause on the yay or the nay?
Boo.
I think the audience has spoken there. Sorry, David. So sorry. Are you wanting to say something, audience member? Okay.
Do we have the sound?
Walking by. Oh, yeah, we do have the sound. It's over here somewhere.
I'm waiting.
It's next to the one.
There you go. You know, this is live.
I'm doing this weird cross thing with my...
So we're not doing right. The truncate silence or anything on this one.
No,
silence is bad. We have an audience.
Yeah, silence is bad because we have an audience. So speaking of an audience, not only do we have an audience here in Las Vegas, but we have folks in the chat room from around the globe. Yes, sir.
I'm a little gassy. Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you for keeping us apprised of that. Hold on just a second. Yes?
Adam, have you introduced the world to the DI Plus drinking game?
Oh, no. Yeah.
Please do that.
Okay. Yeah. So Big Fatty was in here earlier. We were preparing, as we oft do, and, rehearsing, going through our lines and everything over the script. And Big Fatty said that something that Daniel says a lot, which I had noted but not really ever thought much about, is excellent.
No, it's excellent.
Well, either way.
It's more staccato than that. Excellent.
Well, my name's Mr. Burns,
right.
So I'm just saying
excellent.
Wrong. But anyway, so apparently now there is a new DI Plus drinking game. Every time Daniel says excellent, which, might I add, is usually when he's tired of whatever I'm speaking about and wants to move us along.
Damn it, you figured out my code.
Excellent. It's like, okay, Adam, shut the fuck up already about the cookies. Could you please? They're moist, okay? They're delicious.
Right, exactly. All right. So, sorry about that, David Blue John. Can you tell us, please, who's in the chat room, though?
Wow, you want me to read from all the way over here? So
then turn
Arthur,
around. There's
Daniel,
two large
Anthony,
projectors.
Brother Sineda, Cecil something or other, Faye Driver, Guru Nudie, Kathy Bacon, Kyle in Hawaii, which, by the way, I would like a picture of you, Kyle. I'm just throwing that out
go.
There.
Move it along.
Molson, Mr. Mick Leather. PMIC Taylor or something like that. Q Sledge, right. RT Cruiser, Scotty, Aussie Battler, Spanking B. Arthur, Steven, that blue jeans guy, that fit guy?
Yeah.
Okay. Timmy Sims, and Yasmambu. And someone just left.
Someone left. Pride.
Romo just. No, he entered. Pride Helper left.
Pride Helper.
How dare he?
How dare that bot leave the room like that? That was just wrong.
We love all of you. You know, on Sundays, you could also join the chat room on when DI Plus streams live as well.
Excellent.
So, no.
That's right. I knew I had that. Oh, I was in there somewhere. I don't know why that's there. All right. Excellent. So we have the chat room. And then we have a great, attractive-looking audience here in the lovely Luxor / Excalibur Resort here.
I'm glad it's growing because when we started out, it was like two people. I was like, you know what? I came up with Pride 48. I would like everyone here when I am doing my show. Please?
Yes,
okay.
Yes, we all know. You invented streaming audio. Congratulations.
I did that as well.
I'm sure that So I mentioned at the beginning of the program, we normally have a completely fake sponsor. But today I did actually mention somebody who is real. My friend in Tampa makes his own soaps now. And so when I was down there for my dad's surgery, he gave me a bar of it and stuff. And I said, that's really cool. You know, it's why don't you send some samples up to Vegas and we'll put them in the swag bags? Because he makes them. They're pretty cheap on his website, on buzziesessentials.com. It's handmade soap with Dead Sea Salt and stuff like that. But there is a sample in every swag bag. It's the little soap that's in there. It's got the website on it. It's actually a really good soap. It's not pretty looking in those little sample sizes there, but it really is good. And when you buy the actual bar, it's got a nice embossed little thing in there. I'm sorry, say what?
We also have a ton extra.
Oh, if you really like the soap, we have a ton extra.
Right. And some of us around here need to be taking baths. That's all I've got to say.
Right.
So you could use some.
Right.
I do have an artistic question for you about this soap. I know that I had requested that he carve a likeness of both of us in the soap. That was kind of my demand.
Right.
Was he able to effectively carve your double chin?
Yes, he was. He was excellent. What was wrong with my double chin?
I
grew a beard to hide it.
I just wanted to make sure that he carved it correctly in the soap.
That's right. I lost. I was all happy before Pride 48. I had dropped 26 pounds. So right before I got here, I was at 26 pounds. And I'm very happy to say that I have only gained back 23 of those since I've been here. So I'm hoping for some late night sleep pooping action.
Well, I found 13 of your pounds. So
it's the patented Adam Burns sleep pooping method of losing.
I don't really sleep poop.
That's
a myth.
Sure, housekeeping will be relieved. Anyway, so let's move along here. What we have two things to give away, right? I was given a task.
We do.
I was given a task to figure out some way to select two random people from within this room.
Well, everyone else, I have to say, everyone else who's been doing shows today have been bribing people by giving shit away so they'll listen to their show.
Right.
So I thought, we cannot be left behind.
We cannot.
We have to do that as well.
All right, what are we giving away here, Adam?
We are giving away a Clone a Willy, two actually, Clone a Willy vibrating dildo kits.
Okay. So I don't even, so does it have a vibrator in it?
Well, you have to be kind of industrious, so I'll tell you.
God.
Now, there is a DVD with this, so if you do need instructions, let me tell you. But basically, the long and short of it is, this tube that it comes in, they're very efficient actually in their packaging, because this tube that it comes in is actually what you use to make your own dildo. So if you're any longer than this, I'm sorry.
Welcome to the Clone a Willy DVD. Today we are going to show you how to insert your penis in a tube.
And they have a female and male porn star, you know, showing you how to use this. I don't know. Anyway, so I have a DVD. I didn't bring it with me. But if you need the instructional DVD, see me later, and I'll give that to you.
Hi,
but anyway,
I'm Adam Burns from TV's Day Plus.
Well, we're not on TV. What was that?
It's not me who does the instructional. They even have a picture of what you need to do. You stick the tube up to your... So basically, You make this mixture, this concoction,
and you
pour it into this tube, and then you get yourself hard, or someone else can get you hard. It's fine. And then you stick it in, and then you have to leave it in there for like a minute or something, and then you pull it out, and you have a nice mold, which you have to let dry for like 24 hours. And then you pour in this other stuff, and that's the point, I think, at which you put in the little vibrator. So you do all this by hand, and then within like a day, you have a replica of your penis.
Excellent.
Now, it is difficult, I might add, to stay hard while following all of the directions and trying to do all this. So, you know, if it doesn't come out quite as large as what you thought that you are, it's probably just because you were not quite as hard as you
normally are. You might want to have a helper.
Yeah. Well, I did it with a helper, and we still had to.
Well.
And then the stuff pours up. But, you know, good luck. That's all I've got to say.
All right, so
it's a good concept.
All right, so you got two of those to give away. I was given the task to figure out. Now it's starting to sound stupid. Task. Who the hell can I come up with task?
If I do want to say one more thing.
Oh,
if you've ever wanted to see yourself, if you're white and you have ever wanted to see yourself with a black cock, we have a jet black version as well. So we have a jet black and we have pink.
Right. It's jet black, which we like to call Joe and Dallas. All right. So what we're going to do now is we're going to pick two random people from the room, and I've come up with an ingenious way to pick these two random people here in the room. I'm going to toss this pair of scissors. No, I'm not going to do that.
No. You're going to toss the pair of seesaws.
Seesaws.
Come on.
No, I don't have my mitten sound. All right, so this is what I'm going to do. I would like, let's see, who's in the chat room right now? The first person in the chat room, please type in a number between 1 and 20. Just any number, random number, first one I see between 1 and 20 into the chat room.
Way to delay the show. There's like an 8-second delay on there, so we're going to have to fill the space.
It'll be fine. Let's see.
16.
16. So let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Wes, sit down. 15, 16. The gentleman there, the large camera in the green shirt. I don't know who that is. Who are you, sir? Come up to the microphone and speak to us.
It's Travis.
Travis, come up to the microphone here and speak with us.
Well, if he doesn't want to use it, then, you know, I don't know if it works with the...
Step right there to that microphone there, sir. And how are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
Complete random person that we've never met before in our lives. This is not a rigged contest anyway.
No.
Correct.
Correct.
Excellent. And so I will give you that $10 later. All right. So basically, you get your choice here of the black or the pink.
All right.
Alrighty then.
Yes, he did. He went for the black.
Now, I will say this. Right. If you don't clean them well, dildos can get moldy. So actually choosing the black one is good because you won't see the mold. Right. So it'll be fine.
Here's an interesting lesson in group show dynamics. Brian from Game Night Guys does not know that 45 is larger than 20, but Curtis came in right behind him and said 14. So there you go. So I guess that's Curtis should probably teach Brian how to count. Let's see. I'm just going to pick a. Let's see. How do I do this other one? Spanking B. Arthur says 7. He wrote the thing. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It's Dan, right, Dan?
Dave.
It's Dave. It's DJB. He has
Dave.
Dave, he has my initials.
Well, thank you. You caught me totally off guard.
I did, yeah. And so you have the same initials as I do.
Yes.
Did you know that?
I know that now.
Prior to this day, did you know that?
No, I did not.
Isn't that spooky?
Who are you?
I'm DJB. Hold on. You know what it is? I'm not speaking to you in Canadian. Hey, buddy. I'm DJB.
Hey.
Eh?
You know who I am, eh? I got this Molson over here.
You gotta say...
He's sitting right there in the front row.
Sure.
Don't you know what I'm talking about?
Don't you know what I'm talking about? All right. Hey, congratulations, Dave. Excellent.
Fuck your fucking face, Uncle Fucker.
Excellent. Excellent. Very bravo. There you go. That was fun, that giveaway.
It was.
Surprises.
So if you guys need the DVDs, see me after... Well, I won't be here. See me at some
right.
point.
Yeah. Or we'll just play it right now. Because that you can't come up with a better thing than that. All right, so let's see. Moving right along here, what do you got next?
Well, I want to say, speaking of plastic things, so I got interested because I did not know the phenomenon of the Billy doll.
Yes.
And I just wanted to mention, because for anybody who doesn't know, the Billy doll is what we used, isn't it?
No, we used the G.I. Joe doll.
Oh, well, we discussed using a Billy doll for Big Fatty for the Heroes of Podcasting, and we discussed that it's anatomically correct, right. et cetera, et cetera. And me being, you know, all about cock and boy crazy and all that, I thought, ooh, a plastic replica of a really hot man, you know, that's cool. Do you know they do not make those anymore?
Yes, I did know that.
And you have to, like, go on eBay, and they sell them for, like, $300 or $400. Yes. I'm not paying, like, $300 for a fucking action figure.
What we're trying to tell you now is if you have an old Billy doll in your attic, you should probably sell it on eBay.
I don't pay $300 or $400 for a real dick. I'm certainly not paying it for an action figure. That's all I'm going to say.
There you go.
But that's all.
Lots of weird... You know what? The other thing that was discontinued, not the same... Shit.
Yes.
I wanted to get my mom a Simon game. She has problems now.
Simon says?
She has pre-Alzheimer's symptoms.
Is that the round one with the lights?
And what you found is that, like, practicing your memory sequences like that actually forestalls a lot of memory loss stuff. And so I wanted to get her a Simon game for her to do that. You know, they no longer make it. You can only get it on eBay as, like, a nostalgia item for, like, $100. And it's just, I just want a Simon. They no longer make the big Simons. I'm pretty sad about that.
Aww.
Very, very, very sad.
So how has your trip been thus far? I've been doing these videos, and Matthew didn't come up with questions for me.
I know. Oh, speaking of the video stuff, you know, you and I taught 4 classes.
We did.
Prior to Fried 48. We taught, and people can go and get the video of those because you videotaped them all.
Well, I've been meaning to talk to you about that. See, I brought all this equipment, but I didn't test it before I got here. So, sorry, everyone. If you want to know how to podcast, sorry.
Right. What we have to do, we should have turned on this machine over here. Sadly, though, you were using a... Yeah, sorry.
I don't know. Okay. I don't know the difference between those
two. That was a Mac. The second one was a Mac noise, a Mac startup.
Oh, okay. Yeah, if we'd have used a Mac, you know,
right,
it solves the world's problem. Actually, we don't have a technology segment, but I do want to make one comment that I made.
We're
to you
not going to play the technology song that everyone loves.
You know what? Actually, why not just play it?
I don't have it.
You don't have it. Well, okay. Tell you
technology.
What.
Technology.
Hold that thought.
Because technology.
Don't quit your day job. So
they were on earlier.
Hold that thought.
Yes.
And find it, and we'll play it in a second.
Okay.
It'll be a very short one, but I will say something that I've been wanting to say, and I'll probably piss off all of our listeners.
Oh, you're going to talk about the iPhone 5, aren't you?
I might. I might just talk about it a little bit.
Danger, Will Robinson. That's dangerous.
So I had a car accident.
Yes.
And and not much to say about it. It was not my fault, no matter what they say. I was pulling out of Mittens.
Just leave it right there. Whoa.
I was pulling out of Mittens, and my bumper somehow magically fell off. I don't know. So I'm pulling out of the parking lot, and there's a bush on the side, on the right-hand side of this pulling out. There's a bush, whatever. So I always look to the left in this particular place because you're expecting people to be coming from the left because that's the lane that you're in and hitting you. Well, I'm pulling out and this truck cuts his left turn short.
Yeah, you do realize this is an audio show, right?
His left turn short.
A truck hit you.
And he knocks my entire bumper off. Not a scratch. On his vehicle.
Well, of course you should be driving
a
truck.
Not a scratch. Now, the cop who was out there...
Hey, buddy, that's why we all drive trucks up into Canada.
I think it actually hit his tire. His tire pulled my bumper off.
Aw. Okay.
That's
I'm sorry. So there was no...
So there was...
There was no therefore...
Well, now I'm driving...
This was a horrible story.
I know. But, we tell things about our lives.
Right.
It's not necessarily funny. So I'm driving around with
Without a Timmy, it's no good. Or you see Timmy. Is that what it's called? You see Timmy. You need a you see Timmy.
I don't get that.
Every good television show ever in the history of the world has a you see Timmy. It's the very last little minute of the show. It's like, you see Timmy, what you should do is watch both ways before you cross the street.
And knowing is half the battle.
Exactly.
G.I. Joe. Yeah, something like that. I don't know. Anyway, the cop said it was his fault, but I'm still waiting on the word from the insurance adjuster. And I used to be an adjuster, for anyone who doesn't know that.
Excellent.
And adjusters have a tendency to deny liability anytime someone's in a parking lot pulling out onto the street. So I probably... And you know what? The bumper was very moist and delicious as well,
How do these people keep finding us? Yes, hello, yes.
Ring, 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 celebrity death.
Gotta be a death.
Hey there, this is Scott.
Yes, hi.
69.
Yes.
Michael Clark Duncan of the Green Mile film has passed away at 54.
Yeah, the bald guy.
He was a tall drink of water. All right,
didn't I kill him in the movie?
Bye-bye.
Yeah, but he didn't die that way. What?
This is a Sater. Catch you later.
Yeah, right. Sater 69, who was on last night. Yeah.
They already killed him. I mean, I could have sworn.
He died in the movie, but that was a movie. So the guy actually died. So he died. So
I saw him writhing around in that chair.
Michael Clark Duncan.
Anyway, he wasn't that old, actually.
I already know the answer to this.
He was around your age, right?
I already know the answer to this, but I'm just going to just make this official here. So a flash audience poll. Michael Clark Duncan or whatever he is. Yeah, Michael Clark Duncan from the Green Mile. Is that yes, no, yes?
Yes.
Excellent. The final $5 is going to be added to the pot, and we are going to have a drawing. I swear to God, we are going to have a drawing. Donna Sugar.
No, we're not. You know what? It's just like everything else.
No. I got to share this with you. I got this text the other day, and it was the most random, out-of-context text that I'd ever gotten in my life. Donna Sugars texted me on Wednesday when I was traveling and I was stuck in an airport, and all I get is this text. Let me find it here.
Was the text 5 minutes long? Because that's how long her voicemails are.
Right. Let's see. Darling, I'm listening. Darling, I'm listening to the show. I have gotten from current episode to episode 38. I'm still listening in the car.
I
was just like, what the hell?
How is she writing down the names?
I know what it was. It wasn't until I got here that she said, oh, it's because I told you I'd go through the shows and write them down. So I guess while driving, she was applying makeup and writing down the names of people.
And you know Donna, she doesn't have just like a simple pen. I can imagine her with like this pen with like a big feather thing coming out of the end of it, and it's got bejeweled. Right. It's like got, you know, rhinestone encrusted everything.
Diary.
Right.
And yeah, Jean.
And right. It's like a journal, you know, yeah.
This is Donna Sugars.
Yes, and there she is walking in right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's the Donna, walk up. Donna, walk up to this microphone right here, baby. Just walk up to this microphone there. I was just telling them about your random tweet. Now, your random text to me the other day that I'm on episode 38 in your car.
Well, I was working really hard to get that shit done.
Well, what we want to know is, were you writing the names down while driving?
Yes. I had a clipboard and I had my pen and I'm driving. Well, it's a middle
question. Wait, follow-up question. Were you driving a truck? Oh, okay, good. Wait. See, Timmy, you should look both ways before you write down the names. See, there you go. That's a nice you see Timmy.
And don't play hide and seek in a refrigerator.
That's right. And don't pull out a muffins. Mittens. I don't know what his name is. What's Mittens? Oh, shit.
His name is Mark.
Why don't I have that?
I don't know why you don't have that.
I'm in a weird place. I have my normal little setup that I like. There it is. I got it now.
My cat's name is Mittens.
There we go. Oh, Mittens had to be here. Hi, Mittens, if you're listening. Wow, I interrupted your story. Please go ahead.
Well, I'm done with the car. I had a car accident. I just want everyone to feel really sorry for me. Yeah, I know. I know. I was only slightly injured. You know, no big deal. Right. You know, I have only like 6 more months to live, but it's fine. It's fine.
So here's what happened. With the classes that we taught, I really had a good time, and I wanted to thank everyone that took time out to come to the classes and follow all the stuff and ask the questions. And I love podcasting, and I love talking about podcasting. So that was really fun for me to do. And I'm sorry that I didn't get recorded, because I know several people at home had said, "Oh, that's going to be recorded." And whatnot.
Maybe one day we'll do like video tutorials or something.
You see, Timmy, you should always check your video equipment before you learn.
You should. There is a lesson to be learned there.
Now, speaking of video, I know you've got this little side project going on. You know, we're big producers now. Look at us. We're big producers. You got the side project going on.
Well, basically, I never can leave, you know, stuff alone. Whatever that saying is, I can't even think of it.
Quit picking at it.
So, you know, and I like my gadgets, and I'm trying to get into video, as everyone who watches the live thing knows, because I, you know, have a green screen hanging up. So Mark bought me a pop out green screen.
Yes.
And we had to have it delivered here because we waited too late. It was for my birthday, by the way. I didn't mention that. Oh, anyway, wow. So what I'm doing is we're doing reality show esque. Little confessionals from everyone who is attending. So in the suite, I have set up a camera and lighting and everything up there. And everybody who comes into the suite, I'm going to have them come in and just record a little couple of minute thing or 30 seconds, whatever it is. Miss Sugars has already done one. Several other people have done one earlier. Okay. So, and then I'm going to splice them together. And
so it will be in the style of like a reality television show.
Yeah.
So you've got questions to ask people, and so when you splice them together, it's like, the most amazing thing about Pride 48 was getting hit by a car because I didn't look both ways before crossing the road.
Right.
Okay.
Actually, everybody's been really mushy. I mean, you people are the mushiest.
Don't look at Nessa. Don't look at Nessa. She'll make you cry.
I'm like, come on, tell me a funny story, or tell me you got your dick sucked in the spa, or something. And they're all like,
Jesus
Christ. Oh, thank you. And they're all like, oh, the Pride 48, it's such a family. And I don't know what I'm going to do when I leave. And
excellent. Now I do have a serious question about this. I applaud you for this project. I think it's really fun. I think it'll be good.
Because I didn't have enough to do.
No, but I'm just saying. Already. I think A, you shouldn't need to be there to. I mean, other people know how to use video cameras. You can get. I'm sure someone will volunteer to shoot video for you and do those things.
Well, it's my laptop at this point.
Oh, okay. But here's my question. We're in the presidential suite, which by any stretch,
do we have to discuss
by
this?
Any stretch of the imagination is an amazing looking room, And on top of that, after the sun goes down and you open those windows, you see the lit up Vegas Strip out the windows.
An amazing
view out the windows.
My room has a view of the roof.
I know, but in the suite, there's an amazing view out there. Why the fuck are you green screening this?
Because I want
it's
to.
It's like
and
going
you know
to the Taj Mahal and setting up a green screen in front of it.
Tell you what, to make you happy.
Look, I'm going to look like I'm in a workout room.
To make you happy, I'll take a picture of the suite and green screen it in behind them. Is that all right? I'll do that for you.
You know, I do that at my office.
Do you?
I took my two monitors. I moved them out of the way. I took a picture of what's behind the monitors and then like used Photoshop to cut, and that's my wallpaper. So it looks like all my things are hanging on never mind. So,
you're really inventive. You know, I found that on the internet. I had that idea that what we should do for my green screen is you take a picture of your back wall.
Yes.
And then I put, when we're doing our live show, I put your back wall behind me and then it looks like we're in the same room.
Right.
But we never did it.
No, we didn't do it.
No. We don't follow through very well. I'm really surprised we're in Vegas right now for the second year.
I'm surprised 4 years we've been doing this crap, yeah.
Oh, well, Mr. Bohonker is here in the audience.
Right.
We can't say anything about him because he's got a gun pointed right at us. So we can't do anything.
I'm selling the video for $29.99.
All right, you know what? There's a microphone there. If you want to say something, the people at home can't hear you. You have to Speak into the microphone, sir.
And the video is now on sale for $29.99. And if you order now in the next 12 hours, you'll get the underwear party as a bonus feature.
The underwear party.
So everybody at home, go and donate. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Stop it. Cut it out. I have a glandular problem.
Excellent.
You know, that's actually a good segue. Speaking of glandular problems.
Yes.
You know, I don't want to diss. First, I want to say this. I love both of these hotels.
Jesus, yes.
And they have provided everything for us imaginable. And I'm not dissing them in any way. But I want to know if anyone has noticed a faint sewage smell or something, just like as you walk through the halls of really the Luxor.
Really?
Yeah.
Faint sewage smell.
It's
anyone?
Like it's like you took some shit and you put a little bit of perfume on it. Maybe no. Maybe nobody else has noticed that. Especially when I go.
Yes. God, please step to the microphone. Please step to the microphone. We are an audio show here, yes.
Over by the pool, it's even worse.
Yeah, no, that's where it is because we're staying in the West Tower and I go to the spa every day. Mm-hmm. And over there, it smells like spa mixed with something else.
Their treatment and sewage and trash pickup is just on the other side of the pool.
Oh.
So that's...
Yeah, the spa scents don't really cover the other scents.
You know what you need?
What?
Some Buzzy's Essential soap that you can find at buzzysessential.com. Well, I don't know what to do. Anyway, so...
Joey's giving me evil eyes. He's like, shut the hell up, Adam. I said I love them.
Ladies and gentlemen, our manager, Mr. Jewel Bohonker IV over here.
Don't you ever have a relative or something like that that you love?
Right. The L stands for leave the Luxor alone.
But they stink.
Yes.
You know? Yeah, right. They come up to you and they talk and they just have that like BO smell, you know, like they need to use some Buzzy. It's the same thing. I love the Luxor.
Just leave them alone.
I do.
Stop it. Cut it out. I have a glandular problem.
All right, so where are we? I think you wanted to do something really badly. I need to somehow figure out how to tell you to go ahead and do that thing that you really wanted to do really badly.
No, it's not time for that.
Yes, it is.
We were going to do that little text segment.
Oh, I got that. You want to
did
do
you
that?
Find it?
I did. I found it. It was an email.
Buy it, squeeze it, break it, fix it, crash it, change it.
That's the remix.
Charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work
I'm working
it,
on a very compressed time schedule here.
Jesus.
Yes.
I don't know why I pay you as much as I do to do this show with me. I don't understand. So I just wanted to say really quick, the announcement came out for the iPhone 5.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
It's hardly different at all. And all of the differences copy fucking Android phones. Now, I don't even have an Android phone.
No, you don't.
I don't.
Yes.
But all of the features are just, let's take Samsung's phones and copy them back. Yes. You know, next it'll just be Samsung suing Apple saying, hey, our screen was bigger than yours and right. you copied us.
So?
They added a whole, it just.
I'm glad there are people out there that have hundreds of dollars.
Less intelligence.
No. People out there that have hundreds of dollars.
Too much money.
Hundreds of dollars invested in that ecosystem. Their music is on iTunes. Their movie they purchased movies and TVs and stuff on iTunes. So changing to another platform is not exactly viable for them because it won't work on another platform. That's where they've spent their money.
I have a lovely Windows phone.
I understand that. But you and I don't use iTunes in that way. We don't have movies and shit like that. We buy stuff through Amazon and whatever, which is more transportable around. So it's like, but if you're locked into that ecosystem, then, you know, yeah, you finally get a bigger screen, because I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. The back is etched with diamonds.
Yes. Well, that was the one thing that really bugged me about the iPhone, why I initially left the iPhone, was because the screen is just too small. Because I'm old.
The camera lens
is... I'm a really old man, and it's like, I can't read this.
Sapphire.
I can't see this goddamn thing. So...
That's all I wanted to say. I do have an iPad.
Oh, excellent!
Here.
The DI
and I've heard there's a faint smell of sewage as well.
You made me download the tech. You
on
did
the iPhone.
You
I
made
d-
me
I don't
download
know.
The tech song just for that.
Yes, I did. You downloaded it.
Well, how else would I have got? It came in my email. It was from Gravitas. That came in my email, which I didn't know that he had the right. He I guess.
Oh, normally,
that.
Normally you
so
just go and play that sample. My tech name
is Mitten. No, someone sent me the tech show, the tech theme song. There you go, Turnipad. Thank you, Turner.
No, you normally... Oh, well, maybe recently. Recently you,
yeah,
you've
well,
started
it,
doing
both
that.
Gravitas and Turnipad sent it to me, and the Turnipad is the one that... Oh. the news.
I'm doing a fucking news story, okay, bitch?
Soft kitty,
I don't care.
Warm kitty, little ball of fur.
Yes?
I have no idea what that is. You just are so random. Christine Hall didn't join an expensive weight loss program or sign up for meal delivery service to help her lose nearly 80 pounds.
She slip-pooped it away.
No.
Oh.
She didn't. In fact...
That would have made a better story.
She never even goes to the grocery store.
Never.
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 Amazing.
Instead, as she lost the weight over the last few years, almost everything she consumed has come from Starbucks.
Starbucks. Isn't that... I'm drinking a Starbucks right this very moment.
You are. A law librarian with two jobs, she gets her meals from the Starbucks right near work, where employees have cheered on the 5 foot, 4 inch haul as she's gone from weighing 190 to a trim 114 pounds.
A trim 104. How tall is she?
She's 5'4".
5'4", 104. Okay.
You know, I don't understand, though.
That's like this anorexic. But see, I never understood women's weights, because women, I guess, have different weights.
It says she gets like a 5-calorie cup of coffee in a bistro box. So it's fruit and cheese and a panini for dinner. So apparently you can do that. So I think next, you know that guy who lost all that weight eating Subway
Jared,
all the time?
Yes.
Yeah. And then he gained all of it back, so they had to get rid of him from the commercials. You know, next Subway or Starbucks is going to, we're going to see commercials, you know. Lose
Hi,
weight
I'm
at
Jared,
Starbucks.
And now Starbucks, now the Subway carries desserts.
Except it's going to be really hopped up people that, you know, talk really fast and, I don't know, with all that caffeine.
They'll probably outsource it out to like Vancouver and it's like, hey, buddy, why don't you go to Starbucks?
Hey.
I'm trying to work in a Canadian joke that I got nothing. All right.
That was it. And I just want to point out, ladies and gentlemen, I read headlines to Mr. Brewer beforehand, and that is the one that he liked.
That was
so if you don't think it's funny or interesting, it is not my fault. What? Instaball right now.
All right. Well, you know what? Before the time gets away from us here, Adam, I need you to play the other one.
Oh, would you like that? Excellent.
Excellent. All right. We have some phone calls here. Let's take care of them right this very moment, shall we?
Satellite Radio Darling. Now, I have always been a huge fan of Howard Stern. And yet, once you get past the sex stuff, there is some comedy, darling. Oh, it's very funny. Mm-hmm. The one thing when it comes to Sirius is that Sirius and XM used to be two separate companies.
Yes.
Sirius went to... went all the way up to Congress or whatever they, however you do in the process, and said that they will not be a monopoly. It's going to bring down the price overall for people to get radio. Mm-hmm. And that was a vicious, evil lie.
Vicious,
darling,
vicious.
Because since they merged, it has cost you more. Before, it was a simple monthly fee. Now, you get basic channels, and then if you want the channels of the opposing race.
Is she going to read us the lineup now?
I don't know. I was thinking,
on channel 100 could we get Howard 100. 101 is Howard 100.
Could we get the terms and conditions from the website? You know, the things that nobody ever reads?
If you bought a Sirius radio, you won't be able to get the XM channels unless you pay for the premium service. Anyway, I understand. I've already listened to the trunk. You go on about that, girl. You go on about it. But
thank you so much.
No,
she's passionate about something.
She is. I'm that weird passionate thing. All right, so my car, the car came with Sirius, and I'm supposed to get like 6 month six month trial of the premium. And really, all I want to listen to is Opie and Anthony. And that's premium because it's Sirius, and that's carried on XM, so I have to have premium. But somehow, some way, they transferred Ford's 13 month or 16 month free trial to my name, and now they can't upgrade it to premium. I can't get rid of it. I can't do anything because they're like going, oh, you're not Ford.
The solution to your problem was, right, had you listened to all of Donna's email or voicemail
probably,
before
yes,
you bought the car, right, you would have heard the terms and conditions that said Opie and Anthony are included, right, on some other package.
Right, I should have gotten that.
Yeah.
I would like to buy this car, but I want to hear Opie and Anthony. Only if we had another phone call from Donna Sugars. I wonder if that could...
Well, I always wish for that.
things. And there's Adam. Oh, goodness. I got to the part where you played my phone call. I knew there would be some anger.
Yes.
No.
I did completely stand by my phone call. And the reason why is because here in Southern California, yes, a majority of the Walmarts are for the lowest common denominator. You're not getting the CEOs and the normal people that you talk about at the Walmarts that are around me. Like, I'm in Riverside, California. The one that's in my city is a hellhole. Like, a hellhole.
It's a hellhole.
The manager of the store was too busy having a conversation in Spanish, and when I tried to ask her for something, she literally played that, oh, I don't speak English. And I'm like, bitch, your tag says that you're a manager. You speak English. And then she had to help me, and then I called your corporate and they did nothing about it. And I have a lot of problems with your Walmarts because I work in Walmart.
Can you walk down the hall to HR?
Right.
I'm getting so sick of people in your parking lot selling tamales.
It's your parking lot now.
And fucking pixie sticks.
That's my fucking tamale recipe, bitch. I don't know what you're talking about.
When I go in the store, they're like, oh, there's nothing we can do about it. Yeah, I know there's nothing you can do about it because I realize you don't own the property that your Walmarts are built on. Well, I mean, I don't know how it is in other states.
Next, we're going to hear the terms and conditions for Walmart's website.
I'm on a serious radio there, and I can't get XM.
I'm not trying to ditch your company. I just don't like some of the shit it does.
Right.
Plus, I'm kind of afraid of buying produce that's been fucked up. I mean, what's the crazy Monsanto corn going to do to me? I don't know yet. But we're going to find out because Walmart's the first company to sell it. Okay, so kisses. Bye.
Your company sucks and I hate it. Kisses.
You know, I just have to say, come on. How do you think that we save money? We hire people who don't speak English. Hello?
Right, like mittens. Let's our very last phone call. Let's go to here. Oh, look, it's nice that Gene and Jerome could, you know, be bothered to join us.
Right, I know. Yeah, well, exactly, we know Gene doesn't listen anyway.
Hey, Daniel.
Yes.
This is Scott.
Hi, Scott.
Hater 69 on the Twitters. Yes. 321 contact.
Yay.
Not a death call. This is brought to you by me and The Buzz on my podcast. Because you're looking to make changes for your show and upgrade it, uh-huh, I think that only live people should be celebrated on their birthdays. Because dead people aren't getting older, they're just getting deader. So that I know you love critiques and criticism and suggestions. So I just thought I'd throw that out there.
I certainly
no more
do.
Dead people.
I love it.
On a birthday.
Yes.
Just live people.
Dead. Just live people.
Yeah.
He's trying to help us.
I don't care how old Sir Isaac Newton's going to be. Because he's dead.
Did we use Sir Isaac? Did he just make that? Did he just like Sir Isaac Newton? Is that a recent one? Or did he just decide that?
I don't think we've ever used Sir Isaac Newton.
What
song would I have played
this
for him?
This is how fucked up my brain is. I'm wondering, what was he looking at that he would choose that name out of the universe?
I don't know.
Sir Isaac Newton.
I don't know.
It's like, did an apple hit him on the head while he was talking on the phone? I just like, oh, well, I like that. Oh, Jesus. Oh, like Sir Isaac Newton.
Maybe that's a new part that he's playing.
Maybe there is
you know, a new musical about gravity.
Oh, you know, I think Sater couldn't be here this year because he had just started.
That's it.
Playing the part of Sir Isaac Newton in the new Gravity the musical.
Maybe if they let the apple hit him on the head enough times, his show will get better. I don't know.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with his show. It's that buzz. And had he shown up for our audio class the other day, he would know how to remove that buzz. So there you go. So sorry. But it's all right. You can download the video. Oh.
No.
Yeah,
no. So sorry.
Where is that one?
I don't know.
There it is. All right. Thank you, Sater. Thank you, Donna Sugars. We do appreciate each and every phone call that we get here on the show. I just closed the damn Trello. I hope there wasn't another one.
Now, I have to mention that speaking of mittens, we weren't really speaking of mittens, but...
why did you start off that sentence by saying speaking of mittens?
Because, you know, I like to do a really good segue.
Yes, excellent.
You know, segues are nice. Speaking of mittens,
yes.
Apparently he is taking a break from watching Revenge. And he is listening to the show right now.
Oh, hi, Mittens.
He thought it was aww, funny that I was dissing my sponsor, Hotel,
right,
apparently. And he says he'll have his iPhone in a few days. So
that's right.
Apparently,
well, there you go.
Apparently, I have an iPhone fan in my life now. Mm-hmm. He's missed me a lot.
Aww. mittens, aw. See, mittens? Can you hear them all, mittens? They're all saying, aw.
He has, yeah, I was surprised because we had this, he was gone. I don't know if anyone heard this because.
Hold on, just a second, really. So a flop, pop quiz here for the audience. What am I holding? Seesaws, exactly.
Exactly. So, you know, I know for those of you who listen or don't listen, I guess only those of you who listen, you know, I hardly ever mention Mark. But, so if you didn't catch this, when he was gone for 3 months, I had a very hard time with that. And so I, you know, I thought he had no feelings at all. I thought he was just an automaton with no emotions because he was like, oh, it'll go fine. It'll be fast. It'll be fine. No big deal. And, anyway, so now I'm only gone for 4 days and he's like, every day he's like, my boyfriend's not here. What am I going to do?
Aw, meanwhile.
And by the way, Mark, I'm only making fun of you for comedic effect. I still love you.
That's right.
So please be there when I get home.
Meanwhile, my husband's posting on Google Plus, I'm going to New York City tomorrow and taking in a show. It's like, oh, great.
So anyway, he apparently, I taught him how to use the jets in his tub. So apparently earlier today he was, instead of normally how he does it, you know, by having either taking a straw and blowing the bubbles himself or having a little geisha boy, you know, move the water around, he now knows how to use the jets.
Excellent.
So he was taking a bath earlier today.
Oh, take a drink. Take a drink, by the way. Sorry. Excellent. He should make sure pay special attention when he's draining the tub for the... Is there on the board. I was just reaching for something.
Sometimes I think you just look at the board and you look at the list of sound effects and you go, hey, what could I just incorporate some random sound into this shit?
Hey, where's Barry?
3, 2, 1.
Excellent. Take a drink. So we got about 9 minutes left.
Oh my God, how are we going to fill it?
I have no idea how we're going to fill it.
We're so unprepared.
We are. We shouldn't be here.
We shouldn't.
Okay, good. All right. If audience wants to say anything, if you would, you can always
say,
walk up.
You know
to
what? I want to say one other thing.
Yes.
As I talk right over you, I apologize for that. By the way, I'm learning that from
I've
you.
I've never
actually,
done that to you. I've never ever done that to you.
The shows, not that they were bad. All the shows in Pride 48 are really good. I'm going to piss everybody off tonight, aren't I? Luxor.
Where the fuck are you going with this?
No, yeah. I wanted to say this year because last year a lot of the shows don't do live. Don't do live stuff. And so I noticed last year a lot of the shows were nervous about doing live and they were all very good, but they were all like, oh my God, how are we going to fill an hour? And, you know, coming up this year so far, all of the shows that I've listened to have been absolutely fabulous. They've gotten loads of laughs. They've done really well and live. And I just want to give everyone an applaud. You know, not that we're a show to live up to or anything like that because we suck. But I just think everyone is doing a fantastic job. And Wendy, most of all, impressed the hell out of me because she had never done a show ever of her own. And her very first episode was a live show, and she did a fantastic job.
Well,
so
good.
She's not here right now,
but maybe
she'll hear this later.
So, yeah, some of the things that have impressed me this year... I had to play that for Wendy. Some of the things that impressed me this year, I kind of last minute decided to throw in that 10-minute inter-show segment thing, and I'm really enjoying that. I think it's been going really well. I haven't heard them all, but just to single out two people who I thought just did an outstanding job of it is Matthew from Cocktails and Cream Puffs and John Ong from some show I've never heard of. They both did a really, really good job with their 10-minute segments. It was exactly what I wanted. I felt I was listening to it outside of the room, and I felt like, you know, like if I was at home listening in the chat room, that I was like being included in the event. You know, and so it's a really good job on those two things. So thank you guys for doing that. I'm hoping that everyone listening at home is enjoying those type of things. What is the fuck is RT Cruisers? DI Plus is one big tangent. Yes, of course it is. let's see.
You wouldn't think he liked our show at all. Why does he listen?
He
puts himself through torture every week when he listens to our show. It's probably because we don't do it in an accent. We should do an entire episode in his accent.
In his accent.
With as many tangents as possible.
Right.
And make it extra long.
Extra long. So the
and girthy.
Extra long and girthy. So
yes.
How many people showed up for your class? To classes.
Millions.
Well, no, the first day we didn't have a lot of people, but I think a lot of people weren't in yet because there was quite a healthy crowd for the audio.
You know, I don't know. For the first day, I was hoping to get more because I was showing off my equipment, and it was only. But I like to have a lot of people in the room when I show. I don't know if anybody knows that about me, but I like lots of people to see my equipment.
Usually for $3.99 a minute.
It's $6, damn it.
$6 a minute?
Yes.
People pay $6 a minute?
Absolutely.
Do they not know?
It's a bargain.
Do they not know they could just Google you?
Well, a lot of people have Googled me, but it's not usually what they're doing. Or they could go to the spa. I'm just kidding, Mark. Just kidding.
That's right.
So,
we could have brought a cantaloupe in.
What is the deal? Everybody, I go into the spa. I don't even go to the spa, Mark. Forget it. I go into the suite the other night. Uh-huh. Feels like I've been here for 3 years.
Uh-huh.
And Joey is playing this watermelon video and cantaloupe of somebody I've never seen in my life. The entire room is watching me, allegedly. Fuck this. What was I thinking, first of all?
I don't know.
And is that going to follow me? Am I going to be 95 years old? You know, walk, oh, my God, I'm going to go to the spa and get some banana. And, you know, and people are going to be like, look, here's Adam, you know, like 50 years ago.
Yes.
Fucking a melon.
Yes.
$4, it's on the DVD.
Right. Yeah, we're putting that on the DVD
putting
to raise
that on
money
the DVD,
for next
actually,
year.
Excellent.
I have no idea what we were talking about.
I don't either. I'm distracted by this. So,
pumpkins, I will say this about pumpkins. Pumpkins are hollow. So you wouldn't get the nice mushy feeling that you get with like a cantaloupe or something like that. It's better.
This is how lovely Miss Kathy Bacon is. So she's sitting there repeating the title of the last show, trying to trick me into saying it out loud.
Oh, I don't even know. Oh, yeah. Well, I've done that. I've done that a few times, actually.
I know. But you know, mm-hmm. And then, yeah, that.
Exactly. Yeah. Excellent.
What are you doing? Oh, I was just giving a shut up face by Big Fatty.
Big Fatty's been really good this weekend about giving people the finger.
Right,
yeah. 3 minutes left, he's like giving them three fingers. I'm surprised he doesn't give them a whole hand because I've heard he's really good at this thing called puppeteering or something. I don't know what it is. How many fingers does it take, though? I thought it was the full, the whole thing, or two?
As someone who is fluent in ASL, three became and will forever be three. You are holding up the letter W to me, as far as I'm concerned. Or the number six. Either one. Take your pick. Let's move along here, and I want to say a couple of things before we depart here. Coming up after us this evening. Why am I saying all of a sudden? Coming up after us this evening. I just said it again.
That's why RT Cruiser said that everything is a tangent.
Yeah, everything. Yes. Oh, now you understand.
I didn't even get it.
All right, so coming up after us is the Gay Country Boy West. The Gay Country Boy, he's going to be here. And then the Poke It With A Stick crew is going to be in here later this evening, followed by some show that is listed here as Sephorsa Threaded or something like that. I don't know. It's a bunch of letters and numbers. I have no idea what that. No, actually, it's Sauced, the new gaming show with the lovely and talented Gene.
We had a lovely dinner last night
and crew.
With them.
We had a very lovely dinner at the Tender Steakhouse over at the Luxor.
And you paid for me. Thank
Luxor,
you very
which,
much.
Which, by the way, the Luxor,
that.
Which smells delicious. And the Luxor smells lovely.
There's only a faint odor of shit. It's not
and
bad
then,
at all.
Closing out this evening, closing out at the end of this evening to the of our broadcast day at 12:05 a.m. Pacific time is the incomparable Miss Donna Sugars. And you definitely don't want to miss that because...
I don't know. She's been drunk all day. Is she going to be so...
No, she's taking a nap. And I'll guarantee you one thing. Unlike this show, Donna Sugars will not go on a wild tangent. DI Plus is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line. 2x2 DI Plus. That's 229 something something something. I don't know what the fucking number is. Or you can send us an email, contact@dubiousintent.com, and make sure you check out our website, dubiousintent.com. So there you go, Mr. Brown.
I would like a standing ovation. Come on. Stand up for me. Come on.
Look at that.
Woo! Thank you, everyone, for joining us.
All right, it is. You know what? I still have 32 seconds, and our theme song's not finished playing yet. Hold your horses. What do we have?
31?
31?
30?
30? 29? 28? 27? 26?
Oh, my God.
Good night, David.
Good night, Chet.